From Spark and Anvil and Machine Forge, this is Flex, in Chapter 1 of the Machine Forged cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
On the highest shelf of the workshop, a coiled steel spring sat squeezed flat under a heavy iron block. It did not strain or complain. It simply held, patient and quiet, its bright loops pressed down to almost nothing, a single steady eye glinting at its top coil. A small wooden ball rested in the dish just above it. Flex could have flung that ball to the ceiling in an instant. Instead, it waited, holding the whole weight of the block, saving the push for a moment that hadn't come yet. "Someone squeezed me this morning," Flex said to no one in particular, its voice a low, happy hum. "So now I'm holding their push. Bend me and I store your push. Let go and I give it back, every bit of it, whenever they're ready." A draft nudged the block. Flex tightened, absorbed the shove, gave nothing away. It liked this feeling most of all. A push received now, kept safe, owed back later, with nothing lost in between.
Once, Flex had been part of a wind-up toy, a little tin rabbit that hopped across a nursery floor. A child would twist the rabbit's key, winding Flex tighter and tighter, and Flex would drink up every turn of that winding and hold it, coiled and eager. Then the child would set the rabbit down and let go, and only then would Flex spend what it had saved, handing the stored turns back one at a time, so the rabbit hopped and hopped, clear across the floorboards, on a push that had been given minutes before. That was the moment young Flex fell in love with its own nature. The winding didn't have to become hopping right away. Flex could catch a push in the morning and carry it faithfully until afternoon, then hand it over exactly as it had received it. When the tin rabbit finally wore out, the workshop unwound Flex from its rusted case, straightened its loops, and gave the old faithful spring a shelf of its own.
The first day at the workshop, Cog, the wise old gear who watched over every machine, rolled up beneath Flex's shelf and looked up at the compressed coils. "Show me what you do," Cog said. Flex let a sliver of its stored push escape, lifting the iron block a hair's breadth, then caught it and held again. "I take a squeeze and I keep it," Flex said. "Press me down and I hold your energy, still and safe, for as long as you like. Lift your hand and I hand every bit of it straight back. I never make more than I was given. I never lose a scrap. I'm just a keeper of pushes."
Cog turned slowly, watching the block hover, then settle. "Patient," Cog said, "and honest about it." It rolled aside to make room. "The shelf by the window is yours."
An apprentice named Pip climbed onto a stool to reach Flex's shelf, curious about the spring that held a block without groaning. "Press me down against the bench," Flex said. Pip set both thumbs on the top coil and pushed. Flex squashed shorter, its loops crowding together, straining upward against Pip's hands. "Feel me push back?" Flex said. "That push is yours. I gave it to you this second because you gave it to me. As long as you hold me down, I'll hold it too." Pip's thumbs began to ache. "How long can you keep it?" "All day, all week," Flex said. "I don't tire." "Now, let go, but keep your eyes on that ball." Pip lifted his hands. Flex sprang tall in a single bright instant and flicked the little wooden ball straight up, where it tapped the rafter and dropped back into the dish. "There," Flex said, settling. "Your push handed back whole. A clicky pen, a trampoline, a bow bending to shoot an arrow. All of us do the same trick. We keep your push and return it later." Pip pressed and released, again and again, laughing at the small bright pop, each time the ball leapt for the rafters.
Before he left, Pip lined up a row of springs beside Flex, a stout stiff one, a long soft one, and pressed each in turn, feeling how differently they strained. The stiff one grabbed my whole push in a tiny squeeze, Pip said. The soft one needed a long, slow pull.
Different holds, same promise, Flex hummed. Whatever you put in, that's what I give back. Not more, not less. I'll carry it as long as you need and hand it over the moment you ask. It settled its loops. There's a real joy in that, you know? The held breath, then the bright let out.
Pip wound a little spring toy, set it on the bench, and lifted his hand. It sipped away across the wood on energy he'd stored a heartbeat before, and something in his chest went loose and light watching it go, like the easy rush after a long-held breath finally lets out. He grinned, feeling the warm satisfaction of a push kept safe and set free at exactly the right time. Nothing wasted, all of it returned.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Flex. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.